ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, a video allegedly showing a woman and child being beaten in a supermarket has gone viral, sparking outrage online. There's been a swell of community support for the police to address the issue and to identify the perpetrators. PNG journalist Scott Wade has been helping coordinate community response and spoke to reporter Jordan Fennell, saying more effort must be made to end domestic and gendered violence in the country.
In the video, when I first saw it, I didn't know what was happening, but somebody forwarded it to me, and then several others did the same thing. It's a video of mother and a child, a very young child, I think between 7 and 10, being abused by several adults. Yeah, she was kicked, punched, hit with a stick, and then practically body slammed, picked up and thrown across the room to against a stock of rice. So yeah, that's what was happening in the video.
And like you say, the video was obviously being shared around, forwarded to yourself and things like that. What was the response to this video from the public, from the police and online?
Yeah, there wasn't any much of a response from police initially. The NCDC police Facebook page, which is run by another communications professional, and the policeman took the video and then asked for details to the mother and child, or asked for the location of the shop. And then they, after viewing it, you know, this is not the first time that children have been abused in that manner after being accused. So I went on, just recorded a short video. It was, you know, done in haste. I was very angry when I posted it. And it just went viral. People started sharing and giving information. So we started collecting information about the shop, because I didn't know where the shop was, and many people didn't know where the shop was, so they started giving the information, and eventually they started getting various other calls from authorities asking about the shop owner, the location, and the identity of the children, child and the mother.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about why did you feel the need to make that video and be asking the public for that information? What sort of gap were you trying to fill there?
The thing was that a lot of people were angry, but I guess they were looking for somebody to put the pieces together and call for that, the authorities to act on it, because we've had incidences like that before, but it hasn't come to the stage where many of those cases didn't come to the stage where those people were actually arrested and charged. I mean, they would offer compensation to the victims and then keep it quiet. But a lot of people were calling for the arrest of those perpetrators and for them to be jailed. That was the thrust of the narrative that was happening on social media. The other thing is that we've had instances previously where, you know, kids have been... I know personally of an incident where a young boy and a girl, brother and sister, were locked in a freezer as punishment by security guards, and they froze to death. This was many years ago. And there was another incident again last year where I spoke about it also, where a girl was caught and then beaten and shamed on Facebook. Her pictures were taken without her consent, and she was shared on Facebook with a lot of people getting very angry about it.
So, yeah, with this move of you going online, posting your video, asking for information, the community coming together to help provide that information, since then, what developments have we seen take place, especially with the police involvement?
So I've had the police, provincial police commander of Medang, release a statement saying that calling for witness statements, any witness statements at all. He's been able to bring in the mother and the child, to the Medang police station where they've had their statements taken.
In PNG, gendered violence, domestic violence is a huge issue. In this particular video, there was a mother and a young child being allegedly targeted. What does this incident tell you or reveal about the attitudes towards gendered violence in PNG at the moment?
Yeah, unfortunately, people think it's normal. Many people think it's normal, and a lot of people who in this case, you know, I think a lot of awareness has gone out. So a lot of people who were commenting were just disgusted by the violence, and they were calling for people to be arrested. But there are still, you know, large sections of society that feel that disciplining, you know, quote, again in quotation marks, disciplining women and children in that manner is acceptable. So we're trying to create a generation that is violence free. And I think this, you know, small steps like this, community action like this will help.